Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Welcome to the Garden America Radio Show, the country's most listened to gardening program. This is your chance to talk about gardening, horticulture, landscaping, in fact, anything that has to do in the world of gardening. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825. Or send us your questions and comments to john@gardenamerica.com. Now, here's Brian Main, John Bagnasco, and Tiger Palafox on Biz Talk Radio and the Garden America Radio Network.
Back. It is 7 minutes after the hour. Good afternoon to our friends on the East Coast and for the rest of us in the good old USA and other places. Good morning to you. Happy Saturday. Happy weekend. It is Garden America, and we are back in the saddle. John at GardenAmerica.com or call us at 855-424-9825 here. Heard exclusively on Biz Talk Radio. Very busy break in between, but we are back at it, and we have Lance Walheim lined up. John, before we get to Lance, anything we want to mention or finish up from last hour?
Yeah, I wanted to share something that I put a picture of in the newsletter, but there's a yucca out there, a relatively new hybrid called Sapphire Skies. And if you Google it online, you see this upright yucca, kind of ball shaped with pointy spikes coming all over that are blue, and it looks pretty, but mm-hmm. you don't see any flowers. And the ones at the nursery bloomed for the first time this year. The flowers are just incredible. You can't find them online. I think I found one picture on Pinterest.
But you took a picture of that, right?
Well, it's in the newsletter.
Okay, good, good.
So you can take a look at it in the newsletter. But it's a hard yucca to find. I did see that Monrovia Nursery was growing it. It might have come from Australia. I'm not sure where it came from. But it really, really is one to look into, especially if you've got a dry landscape. I think it's a type of yucca flaccida, and flaccid, you know, means that the points are, or the leaves themselves are not quite as stiff.
Right.
They're a little more lax.
I was going to say it's like not like a floppy, but
right.
They're not like the rigid, hard,
right. They
you walk into it and
point.
Get stabbed.
Right. Well, as a matter of fact, somebody had mentioned that it also looks like yucca rigida. And they said the way you tell if yucca is flaccida or a rigida is to take your hand, open it up, and shove it towards the plant. And
should we be talking about this?
And if you do it and it's yucca flaccida, you're going to get poked, but the leaves going to give way. And if it's yucca rigida,
forget it.
The point will come through the other side of your hand.
Wow. I'm not sure what I just heard
Great
there.
Test. Yeah.
Anyway, I think with that said, it is time that we bring on Lance Walheim, yeah. from Bayer.
All right.
Lance, thank you for your patience. As always, great to talk to you. What's going on, my friend? Happy Mother's Day weekend to you.
Well, I've got to pull this yucca out of my hand. But I, at least I know exactly which one it is. So that's
exactly. Yeah. What a great lead-in.
So,
huh?
So when you go to the hospital, get it repaired, you can tell them exactly what you stabbed yourself with.
That's right. You know, I pride myself in being able to identify the plants that I have sticking through my hand. You know, John, I was going to tell you, I was up at John Valentino's house in Fresno about 2 weeks ago. Uh-huh. And, you know, he's created a whole vineyard with the Pixie grapes. Did you know that? In front of his house. He's created a little ornamental edible garden out there. And he must have planted 50 of those grapes down along the sidewalk in front of his house. And they are just loaded with grapes. I have some pictures I took. They're not very good, but I'll send you one so you can see it. But they are loaded with fruit.
Yeah, I'd like to see the picture. I was mentioning that the one that I have in a pot on my patio probably has about 20 clusters of grapes on it right now. You got to be careful if they're in the ground. You don't trip over them, though.
I'm super, super interested in this because I want to see this, like, big miniature vineyard. Like, I'm imagining, like, you know, when you're driving through Napa Valley and you see the rows and rows of grapes, but now you feel like a giant because you're able to step through the vineyard.
Right. You know, it's funny because he's got it actually in a median between the street and his sidewalk. And
oh, my gosh.
He's planted poppies down the middle of it. And then there are fig trees. There's several pixie mandarins. So it's really a beautiful little ornamental edible landscape. But you're right. Those grapes don't even reach your knee high.
Right.
That's cool.
Wow.
But and he's got each one with a little trellis. It's impressive. I'll send you the pictures.
Yeah, I can't wait to see them. I think we might still have a few pixie grapes available at GardenAmerica.com. Mm. Not many, but a few. They're in the cooler, and we ship them bare root. But anyway, go ahead.
No, I was just wondering how big the clusters actually get, and do the grapes get full size? Or
no, the grapes don't get full size.
Raisin, right?
Have you seen those champagne grapes that they'll sometimes... Yeah. They get about that's about the size, but it is a true dwarf, and the variety, the Pinot Meunier, is one of the grapes they use to make champagne. So it tastes really sweet, just like the Pinot Meunier grapes, just a miniature version of it.
Hmm. But that said,
he said they were very good.
Yeah, they are really good. My wife ate all ours last year, so. She'll probably do the same again this year. Hey, you know what? This time of year, all over the country, people are, I think back east, they're looking at their yellow lawns, not because they haven't been fertilized, but just because they're loaded with dandelions. And but everywhere, wherever you are in the country, it's time to fertilize and time to check irrigation, especially in drier climates. And we thought that maybe you'd give us some tips on that, Lance.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up because that's exactly what I'm going to do.
All right.
He's a mind reader, Lance.
I know he is. Proper lawn care is about doing several different things right. You know, it's about mowing properly, fertilizing, water, of course, and when you need to, take care of the pests. And I thought that I'd kind of run through a brief primer on lawn care, starting, you know, with mowing. You know, it's important that you mow at the right height. And if you're doing all these things, you're going to have fewer problems. But mowing at the right height for your type of grass is very important. And as we go into the hotter part of the season, mowing at the upper end of that is important because a taller grass is going to give you a deeper root system, which is going to be able to, you know, access more water during dry periods. Also, keep the blades sharp. A lot of people don't sharpen their blades, and actually you can buy a new blade for your mower pretty inexpensively and replace it, or you can take it somewhere and have it sharpened, or go online and figure out how to sharpen it yourself. The other thing about mowing is you want to make sure that you leave the clippings. If you're mowing off enough, you're following that one-third rule. In other words, when the lawn gets a third higher than the recommended mowing height, you're mowing frequently enough, then you can just leave those clippings on. It won't be filling up the landfills, and you'll be adding nitrogen to the soil as that breaks down. So that's an always good idea. And if You know, if you're thinking about buying a new mower, you might want to take a look at the mulching mowers. They even have mulching blades now, which you can attach to a regular mower, and these cut and recut, and the grass blades really filter nicely into the lawn. You're also going to have to fertilize on a regular basis, and the timing of the fertilizer, of course, depends on the type of lawn you have. With cool season lawns like bluegrass or fescues, the most important time is in the fall and in the early spring. With the warm season grasses, you want to start in mid to late spring and fertilize those throughout the summer, maybe into fall if you're in the deep south. So timing is important. In general, we don't fertilize cool season lawns in midsummer because it tends to weaken the turf. So, and you can get, you know, different rates and recommendations. Bear Advance actually has a new fertilizer, triple action lawn fertilizer. It's really a great fertilizer. It's getting great response. It's in most states. It's not in California yet. It's in Home Depots. But it's 50% fast acting and 50% slow release nitrogen. And it's really unique because it's got micronutrients like iron, zinc, manganese, and copper. So you can find out about that at BearAdvance.com. The other thing, and really one of the most important things, especially, you know, for us in California who've been through such a couple of rough years, is proper watering. And how do you evaluate your irrigation system and make sure that it's, you know, it's doing a good job? And a lot of times you can get a lot of help with very specific information about irrigating your lawn from your local water department or your cooperative extension. Certainly in California, we've got great watering guidelines based on ET or evapotranspiration. Sorry.
Hey Lance, we're going to take a break. Hold that thought right there, Lance, as we get into this irrigation. This is important information, so stay with us. If you have questions for Lance, while we've got him on the air, do call us. A great opportunity at 855-424-9825. Again, that's 855-424-9825, or john@gardenamerica.com as we take a break. Garden America coming
How
right
deep
back.
In debt are you? $10,000? $15,000? Maybe even more? And every day that goes by, you know what happens. Your debt gets larger and larger and larger. Well, if you've had it with your mushrooming debt problem and the stress it is causing you, make this free call today to the Debt Solutions Network. One quick, no-obligation call is all it takes for one of our partner companies to show you how they can help you get out of debt. So if you have $10,000 or more in combined debt and you want to learn how you can solve it, make this free, no-obligation call now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035.
If you are in serious debt, you have to get out of it and fast. Call my friends at the Debt Solutions Network now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035. Call us 24/7. 800-814-5035.
Buying Bear Advance DuraZone Weed and Grass Killer?
No thanks. I always buy a Roundup Extended Control.
But why? DuraZone with Ergo Grip Sprayer gives you more control, preventing new weeds up to 6 months.
Well, my label says, 4 months?
Yeah. DuraZone also covers more area, like 60% more.
You know, the more I think about it.
You're switching to DuraZone.
DuraZone Weed and Grass Killer. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label instructions. Comparison to Roundup Extended Control 1.3 gallon ready to use.
Do you have insects on your roses? Do you have borers damaging your trees and shrubs due to stress or the drought? This is Tiger Palafox with Garden America Radio. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench is a great product that will give you season-long protection against many insects. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench can act as a preventer or a curative for insects that suck, chew, or bore on your plants. This may be the easiest product to use. Simply measure, mix in a bucket, and pour around the base of the tree. One application can last up to a full year. Protect your trees with Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench. Find it at your local independent nursery or fertilome.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
It is 21 minutes after the hour. We are back. It is Garden America. Happy Saturday, Mother's Day weekend at 855-424-9825. Also, john@gardenamerica.com. Well, we still have Lance with us, and we're talking about irrigation.
Yeah, we went through that whole break with Brian on the edge of his seat just saying, I can't wait to find out what evapotranspiration is.
So we are back, Lance. So please, if you can, pick up your train of thought, and we'll continue.
Yeah, we're heading into the, you know, main watering season for lawns, and water is just such a valuable resource, drought or no drought. We want to make sure that we're using it efficiently, especially out there on the lawn. And what evapotranspiration is basically the water that evaporates from the soil and evaporates from the leaves of the plant. The University of California and other universities have good guidelines. They can really predict how much water a plant is going to be used depending on historical weather statistics. So they use those ET numbers to recommend how much water your lawn is going to need in inches in California. And I'll talk a little bit more about that in a second. So you're going to get some help. You're going to contact your cooperative extension agent. Your local water department often has information on how much water to water your lawn. But you also want to go in and check your timer. See, make sure it's set for the right season. Make sure it's not watering every day. We don't need to do that. Usually watering twice a week is plenty if you're watering properly. So adjust your timer with the seasons, and then go out and turn your sprinkler system on and watch it operate. So many times the sprinkler systems are set up to run early in the morning, which they are supposed to. There's less wind and less evaporation at that time of the day. But people don't actually get to see them operate. So they go out in the morning when they're going to work and they see that their driveway's soaking wet, and they think, oh, what's that about? But they don't actually go out and watch it operate. So go out there and take a look on it, turn it on, and see if sprinklers need to be adjusted, if there's some that's broken, and see if there's and how that coordinates with any dry spots in the lawn. So how much water does your lawn really need? Well, in most areas, most lawns are going to need between an inch and 2 inches of water per week, depending on where you live. If you live in a cooler, short-season area, an inch may be enough. And usually you want to break that into two applications. So basically, you set your sprinklers But how much water are your sprinklers actually applying? You need to figure that out by doing a little sprinkler audit. So when you're out there checking your sprinklers to see how they run, put out five straight-sided coffee cups and then run the sprinkler system for 10 minutes and measure how much water is actually in those cups. And that'll give you an idea how much water your system is applying, and then you can make, you know, you can water at appropriate time to apply that appropriate amount of water. And you'll also see as you're measuring those different spots that some parts of your lawn might be getting more water than others, and you can make adjustments for that. We've really got a lot of good new equipment, too. We've got smart controllers that are hooked to the Internet and can water the lawn according to exact weather conditions. We've got new sprinklers that are very precise, apply water at low precipitation rates and more in an even pattern. So we've got, everybody should have, that lives in a rainy summer area, should have a rain shut off, you know, so that if it's raining, their sprinkler systems get shut off. So if you're really thinking about fine-tuning your sprinkler system, going to a good irrigation store is a great way to do it and see some of the new technology we have, because it can really save water, and sometimes dramatically. And then also some of the local water departments will give you rebates if you upgrade your system. So that's important. And then, of course, lastly, you want to watch for pests and weeds. If you're really doing a great job of taking care of your lawn, it's really going to outcompete a lot of the weeds, but, you know, we get problems, and Bear Advance can certainly help you with that. We've got products like Season Lawn Weed Control, and we've got a new weed and feed product, 3-in-1 weed and feed for southern lawns if you live in the southeast. So we can help you there and help you identify pests, whether it's grubs or if you're in the south and you're getting chinch bugs. So you can go there and get a lot of great information. And now I'm out of breath.
Well, no wonder.
Wow.
You had so much information bottled up inside there.
That's great information.
It's been so long since I've been on the show that this all came out.
I was just wondering quickly, I know you wrote a lot of the dummy books, Lance, but was one of the Lawn Care for Dummies or whatever,
right.
Was that one of yours too? So people can pick that up on Amazon.
Exactly, yeah. And Lawn Care for Dummies.
There you go.
I'm the king of the dummies.
Lance, you always provide us with great information. We want to thank you so much for being on our show today, and look forward to talking to you again soon.
Great. Good talking to you guys. Thanks.
Okay.
Thank you, Lance. You know, speaking of watering, when I come into work in the morning, there's a place I like to park, but they water out there, and the water gets, like Lance brought up a good point, you should watch your sprinkler system. Which way is it pointing? Because a lot of times it's pointing where it shouldn't.
Right.
And I've got to be careful, because when I pull up, if I get watered on, and because of all the calcium and salts in our water, it's very hard to get off the car.
Right.
So all this water is being wasted going into the parking lot.
And, you know, one of the other things that he mentioned, in people need to familiarize themselves, is just the multi-start time. You know, have it come on at 5 a.m., run it for 2 minutes. You know, if it's a heavy slope area, don't let that water start running downhill, and then have it come on again at 7 a.m. Run for another 2 minutes, rather than having your system run for just 10 minutes and then end up with all this wasted water.
Right.
You know, familiarize yourself with the clock, because a lot of the clocks on the market nowadays they're all pretty similar in a lot of ways, but there's a lot of functions that when people use them, it's amazing how the yard reacts to it.
And Lance mentioned twice a week deep soaking instead of a little bit every day, right, John?
Mm-hmm.
Would you not suggest that?
I don't know if he was deep soaking. You're not going to be deep soaking with just 5 minutes of water, right?
I mean, it depends on the sprinklers you have.
Yeah.
You know.
It does depend. What I think the best tip that he gave, as far as I was concerned, was to, if you've got your sprinklers coming on at night, to go out there during the day and actually see what's going on.
That's a good point.
Right.
Because he said you want to make sure that all parts of your lawn are being watered, and it's easy for me to tell the parts that aren't getting watered, that's where the brown patches are.
Maybe
I could do it before the lawn turned brown.
And then one other thing that I just thought of right now when you mentioned, because it happened to me this week, I had a client I was going out, and they were having a problem with their sprinkler system. And we ran through the system during the day, and we checked it out, and everything was fine. And they had two clocks, one for the backyard and one for the front yard.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But they didn't have their start times corresponding. So when one of the stations was on in the front yard, one of the stations was turning on in the backyard, which meant that they had very low pressure, which meant the system wasn't even working properly. Yeah, so you got to double check that.
Well, all right then. We will double check that. We'll take a break. We'll come right back as we approach 30 minutes after the hour. It is open phones for the rest of the hour. About 30 minutes to go here at 855-424-9825. Or, here's the exciting part, John at GardenAmerica.com.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Allergies. Pollen in the air. Dogs in the house. Mold in the basement. Whatever triggers your allergy symptoms, it can really hold you back. Break through with Allegra 5-in-1 Relief. Allegra works fast, won't make you drowsy, provides 24-hour multi-symptom relief, and it's effective every day. Break through allergies with Allegra. Starts working in 1 hour, use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
Wow, your flowers are gorgeous. What's your secret?
It's no secret. It's Bare Advanced.
You mean these blue bottles?
Uh-huh. I protect my beauties with all-in-one rose and flower care. It's insect and disease control, plus fertilizer.
Really? What's this 12-month tree and shrub protect and feed?
Oh, I use it on my trees. It kills bugs for up to a year, plus it feeds. It's that easy. Hey, where are you going?
To get my own. I want a great yard, too.
Bare Advanced. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label instructions.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services. taxes and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-616-2130. That's 800-616-2130. 800-616-2130.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
It is 36 minutes after the hour back here on Garden America. Brian Main, Tiger Palafox, John Begnasker taking your phone calls. It is open phones for the rest of the hour. And again, that's toll free at 855-424-9825. Also, john@gardenamerica.com. Garden America heard exclusively here on Biz Talk Radio. Great chatting with Lance Walheim. Great information. Check those sprinklers. See where they're pointed. You don't need to water your driveway or the street.
You know, just going to quickly say that I forwarded you the picture of that little pixie grape vineyard that Lance was telling us that was at John Valentino's house.
Yeah.
And it really is cute.
Wow, so look at that.
Is that awesome?
Oh, I love it. I want to get him. I'm going to buy him like a little tractor that he can put in there with, you know, little figurines.
And it's in the median, you know, right out on the walk.
And I didn't think there was that much room when he talked about the median, but
right.
Look at that.
Yeah. Well, plenty of room for those size grapes. I don't know if you can post that on Facebook or not.
No,
really cool.
We can enjoy it. That's perfect.
All right.
That's a great shot, too. And anyway, now to you.
Oh, what I was going to say is that one of the things that happens to me sometimes when checking the sprinklers, too, is they turn, like you just mentioned.
Exactly.
Weather point. And it's so frustrating because sometimes you'll go out there, you'll modify your sprinklers, and 2 days later you go out there and
it's changed.
It's the gnomes. Yeah. You know, they get out there and they mess with things.
Those garden gnomes.
Those garden gnomes just terrorize sprinkler systems.
Well, if you bump them, a lot of things can do that.
Right.
You know, I would imagine cats, animals,
but I've got
right?
pop-up sprinklers. And, I mean, they pop up, they go down when they're done. Who can bump them? Exactly what Tiger's saying, you know, I'll go out there one day and I'll see. It's like watering the driveway. How did that happen?
Yeah.
Obviously, they turn.
Yeah, they get loose.
They
get loose with age.
So they go up and down, and so one is going to start, you know, turning from one side to the other.
I don't know.
I like the garden gnome idea.
I don't understand sprinkling systems.
You mean how it works or why you do it?
I don't understand water.
There's two things I don't understand. One is electricity.
And the other's me.
I don't understand electricity at all. And then right behind it is sprinkling systems, irrigation systems.
Originally, Tesla said that electricity should be free. That was his whole deal, that we can tap into the source and we wouldn't have to pay for it.
Yep.
And it's easy for him to say.
So then they started selling cars, and it was a lot easier.
I'd like to tell one of the large supermarkets that I think groceries should be free.
Yeah.
Anyway, how's your email chain there? Do you have anything for us to share?
I have one from you.
Yes.
That's the only thing I have.
Yeah,
right,
it's personal information for one of our people that are shopping our store. I hope I mentioned that this hour is brought to us by Bayer Advanced. Not intermediate.
You did mention
but advanced.
It once, but it doesn't hurt to mention
it's
it.
The
more
blue
than once.
Bottle, John, not the blue pill. Remember that.
You guys,
you're going on a garden walk today. When you're done here, you're going to join in the festivities.
Yep. When I'm done here, I'm going to go on the garden walk, meet all the other 1,000 people that are going to be touring the yards of Mission Hills.
Now,
awesome.
Is it structured and organized, or do people
no,
kind of wander off?
What it is we give them a map, and they can kind of do it at their leisure and at their own order. So, you know, they can start with house number 10 and go to house number 1
people
or start
who have
in
obviously
the middle.
Are in on this. Yeah, please welcome. Come in and look at my yard. Obviously.
Oh, yeah. No. We just show up on people's doorsteps.
And it gets even better. Just,
hey, guys, we're here to check.
25 people here. We want to see your lawn.
Exactly.
We want to see what
you get
you're doing.
A map and a bag of breadcrumbs.
Yeah.
So you can find your way back.
Very good.
GPS tracking system.
Excellent. 855-424-9825. About 20 minutes or so here left in today's show here on Biz Talk Radio. John, you don't throw away any roses. You throw nothing away. I got a hard time last hour from...
I can't think of hardly throwing any plants away, period.
Right?
Yeah. I always got to find a place to stick something. It was traumatic. Was it 2 years ago now? Yeah, 2 years ago when I had the cranes hauling trees and things out of my property.
He had bobcats, cranes,
right.
Trees.
Not bobcats, but trees.
Yeah, I like the bobcat story. I throw that in there just for effect.
The bobcat I had was the real one that ate my ducks.
That was years
that
ago.
That was years ago.
And then you had the, what were those ducks that stand straight up? Like penguins?
Indian runner ducks.
Indian runner ducks. Oh, yeah. My gosh. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, I need more property now than I have for Indian.
But now with your yard the way you have it, and we'll be seeing it for the first time in June, with your remodel and your landscaping, you probably wouldn't want any critters running around back there, would you, John? The way with all the work you've done on your lawn and your backyard,
I wouldn't. Maybe chickens. I just don't have room, you know. On a half an acre, if you got 1,000 roses, and it's hard to get other things back.
So how many roses are planted versus pots?
I would say 20% are planted.
And the rest are in pots. Side of the house still? On the right side of the garage door?
No. The whole front is potless.
Nice. Which they were, weren't they on the, they were on the right side, weren't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, okay. Like along the fence.
He's organizing, he's structuring.
Yeah, they were all out there.
But I don't think you moved them because you wanted to.
My wife encouraged me to move them.
Encouragement, a lot of encouragement.
Yeah. Now, the front of the house, now if you drove by it, you would not know that a rose hoarder lives there.
A rose hoarder.
Hey, there's a good idea for a show.
Rose hoarder.
Yeah, the rose
plant
hoarder.
Plant hoarder, maybe.
Plant hoarder.
All different kind of plants.
Yeah, exactly. Uh-huh.
Yeah, some people do that. I've run into, on the internet, some people who I know are rose hoarders because they have, they outdo me. You're looking at people with 3,000, 5,000 different roses.
With a lot of property, obviously.
Not a lot. Yeah.
There's one woman on the internet who I think only has maybe an acre.
Mm-hmm.
And she's got 2,000, 3,000 roses.
So it's all roses is what it is.
And she's got trees all over her property, so a lot of it's shade. She definitely has a problem.
For growing roses, yeah, right?
For growing roses, yeah. And she just, anytime there's a new rose come up somewhere, she just has to buy it.
I got a lot of roses blooming in my patio finally now. But again, they're all, after that fertilization about a month ago, gosh, they're just growing straight up. I mean, tall. And I'm still getting the little brown spots on the buds of the green planet. And it's the only thing that, you know, on the side.
I told you how to eliminate that, right?
Well, they're better. Most of them are okay, but occasionally I still get those brown spots. But why don't you
but
give us a
just
review,
as they're beginning to open, right? If you cut those and put them in a vase in the house, they won't develop those spots.
But I have to catch it before they develop the spots.
Right.
Yeah. Well, the problem is, right when they start to bud, I'm seeing the brown spots on some of them. But you're right. And they last, green roses last forever in a vase.
Yeah. You could, I think you could use some Bayer all-in-one rose care.
Give that a shot. I think I have some old Bayer left in the old shed.
You've got to be careful though when you put it in a container.
Well, they say the granular one, which is, I think is the 2-in-1, is okay for containers.
Yeah,
the
thing about that is the 2-in-1 doesn't do the disease.
Right,
that's the main problem.
And the problem with the liquid is proper drainage. Is that what the problem would be, as opposed to like feeding it if it was in the ground?
No. Well, the problem is the fertilizer. That you want to make sure you don't burn the plant. So I think the directions are on there for using it in a container. Just make sure you don't overdo it. The bigger the container, the less problem you would have.
Okay.
But I was lucky this year that all the plants that I put the Biosol on and burned all came back, and they're all looking really good.
Yeah, now they're allowing themselves to process the extreme amounts of.
So they will rebound from Biosol. What you're saying?
I think it's like taking a shot of whiskey or something. It's just like, whoo. You know, you
give me a few minutes here.
Yeah, you shake your head, and then everything's fine.
Yeah.
So
good analogy.
That's what I think, and I don't drink.
And he can't taste.
But right. You've watched a lot of Westerns, so you have
watched a lot of Westerns.
You have a good idea.
Yeah. And I think I did have, I think the last hard liquor that I had was in Scotland when we did the Scotch tasting.
Oh, my gosh.
At one of the distilleries. That was bad news.
I could not
sticking your head in those vats and kind of smelling it, I mean, that gave me that result. Just like, oh, my gosh.
I'll stick to my limoncello. It's all I drink.
No more water for you.
Yeah.
Well, no, not totally. Hold on.
Straight.
I've still got my 24-ouncer here, so we're good.
That's right.
Good to go.
Are we still on Apple
still
TV so people
us.
Can see what you're doing?
Apple TV now. Yeah, we're on Facebook. Oh, yeah, let
Facebook
me hold it,
TV.
Hold it up to the camera. That's what I drink, about 3 or 4 of those every day.
Just so, water. I haven't been drinking water lately.
You got to drink a lot of water.
I know, but it tastes so bad. That...
All right, break time. We're going to come back with our final segment. And this is usually when all the phone calls come in and we run out of time. 855-424-9825 here on the Garden America Radio Show.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Attention Xarelto and Pradaxa users. If you or a loved one has taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and suffered an injury or even died, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Xarelto and Pradaxa are prescribed blood thinners used to prevent blood clots and protect people from strokes. If you have taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and been hospitalized for internal bleeding, call now. 800-305-2036. Serious bleeding is led to numerous cases of hospitalization and death. If you or a loved one was hospitalized for serious internal bleeding or a stroke after taking Xarelto or Pradaxa, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. Time is limited to file your claim. Call now for free information and a free consultation. Call 800-305-2036. That's 800-305-2036. Again, 800-305-2036.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Joe Lample from Growing a Greener World. With the environment in mind, I recommend Milorganite Organic Nitrogen Fertilizer for all your growing needs. From plants to people, active growth requires energy, nutrients, and a balanced diet. Nutrient-rich Milorganite feeds the soil and plants for up to 3 months. The organic nitrogen is slow release and won't burn plants even during hot, dry weather. Trust the fertilizer proven effective for 90 years. Milorganite. For better results naturally. Visit Milorganite.com for a garden center near you.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
It is our final segment, 52 minutes after the hour, 8 minutes from the top, with news coming up. Many of these BizTalk Radio affiliates, so do stay with us. And again, still time for your calls at 855-424-9825. Again, that is toll-free, of course, at 855-424-9825. Also, john@gardenamerica.com.
Hey, I wrote an article for the newsletter called Tomatoes Love Purple Dragons.
You sure did.
There's a book out there called Carrots Love Tomatoes. And the purple dragons referring to, and we just added it to our seed line, so it's on the website if you want to order it. But there's a new dragon carrot, which is purple. And you would think, wow, they're coming up with purple carrots now. That's really new and innovative. But
You'd be wrong.
That's the color that carrots used to be before they were orange. They haven't been orange until, I think it was like around the 1700s that the Dutch began to breed orange carrots. But prior to that, they were like shades of white and purple. And the thing about purple carrots is that they're loaded with anthocyanins, the same ones that are in blueberry, same antioxidants that are in blueberries. So purple carrots are really healthy. And what's cool about the dragon carrot is that it's purple, dark purple, but the inside is orange. So if you slice it, it's orange on the inside with the purple exterior.
You know, what a great way to get kids to eat carrots.
Yeah.
It's gimmicky, but it's healthy and still a carrot.
Well, the reason it went to orange, people went to orange carrots, is when they were first developed, they were sweeter than the older carrots. But now the new purple carrots have great flavor. So we've got dragon. I think we also added ox heart, which is called that because of its shape. But that'll produce sometimes a carrot that weighs up to a pound. And they're heart-shaped, you know. About that size.
You can hold it up to the camera, John.
Yeah, if you're on Facebook, You can
kind of like a turnip.
Can see that. Kind of like that, except really good flavor.
Right, now, are you going to be serving purple carrots at the barbecue in June? Wouldn't that be fun, Tiger?
You know, why don't you bring those?
Bring the purple carrots?
Yeah, because you can get them in the organic food section in your supermarket.
As long as they're available and they're easy to get.
Yeah, those little, they come in packets and they're assorted colors. There's yellow, reds.
Whites, purples.
Whites, yeah, purples.
Trader Joe's, maybe?
Probably.
Yeah, I get them at Albertsons, but you can,
okay,
you can get them there.
We'll check it out.
That'll be your job. Bring those to the barbecue. But so on the oxheart carrot, you know, sometimes people that have heavy soils can't grow carrots.
Right.
Because carrots are root crop, and it wants to go down
yes.
into nice, loose soil. But if it's really rough, you get twisted roots. But the oxheart's a nice, short, bulky carrot. So if you have a heavy soil, that's a good one to put in there. And now's the time to plant carrots. Also, I just thought of a tip for planting carrots, because this always used to bug me when I was little, is if you plant radishes, they come up immediately, right? Mm-hmm. And carrots just seem like they take forever. But if you are planting a row of carrots and you want to remember where you planted them, mix a few radish seeds in there. So when you plant your row, they'll come up right away, and you'll know. Okay,
they're like buoy markers.
Yeah, my carrots are. Yeah, those aren't buoys. It's a Seinfeld reference.
Yes.
You mentioned though the kids like them, but carrots are one of those fun things to grow for kids too, because they don't always come up looking perfectly like a carrot.
No, and they stick up with a little.
And they're like fun. You know, you pull it out of the ground. It's got like two legs. There's all kinds
of
pictures.
When I was a kid, that just used to fascinate me, looking at carrots. You know, when they poke up out of the ground, it's like a Bugs Bunny cartoon. You know, but you're right though. It's fun stuff for kids.
Yeah.
Anything they're drawn to. That's why the purple carrot thing is a great idea.
Yeah, it's neat.
Got an email, John? I'm looking at his...
Yeah, it's somebody who said they can't get the second half of the show, and I'm going to ask her...
Where are you?
Yeah, where are you? How are you trying to listen? And are you listening? Well, apparently not.
Yeah.
You know, the other thing I don't understand after
just
electricity...
Electricity, sprinklers...
Sprinklers, and then radio.
Okay,
I'm glad you and Tiger are here, because I don't know
this?
How this works.
How about this? Everything now is cable. But what about the old days? And then you can still do it today, but the technology when we had TV antennas in our house.
Yeah.
So how does a picture go from an antenna to another antenna, or from the broadcast station to the antenna?
My head just exploded.
And there's people listening to us now that know this kind of stuff, and they're rolling their eyes going,
yeah.
Oh, you idiots. But, I mean, they're taking a picture, and they're breaking it down, sending the signal, and then it comes into your house.
And it's not too far along, and it'll be like Willy Wonka when we're sending people.
You think that's going to happen pretty
no.
soon, no? Willy Wonka on the Starship Enterprise. You know, beam me down, Willy.
My answer to everything like that always used to be, it's the molecules.
I just say magic.
Magic. The molecules. And if something doesn't work, it's always operator error.
There's a story behind that. It's probably no one's interested in it.
We got just about a minute, maybe, or so.
Except for me. But when I was really little, I went over to my cousin's house, and my aunt had something boiling on the stove. I think I was about maybe 6 or 7.
He put his hand in it.
No, but it was boiling on the stove and started, you know how water boils over.
Sure.
And one of the little neighbor girls happened to be over there, and she was like 5, just really small. And my aunt runs over to turn the flame down on the stove. She goes, oh, it's boiling over. And this little girl goes, I know, it's the molecules.
And you remember that? Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, she was like 5 years old. I think I was 7 or 8. But I was really impressed.
It's the molecules.
Yeah.
It's a very, very impressive, semi-intelligent answer. It's the molecules. Your name for everything, or your answer for everything?
I just received a picture from one of our listeners, Susan Morris, who has a picture of her.
Did she just get back from Holland?
She did, and I think this is a picture of her in Holland. it's kind of funny because she's wearing a purple coat with a purple hat and looking at a picture on a
purple
building,
carrot.
A poster on a building of someone wearing a purple coat and a purple hat.
And if that was done on purpose. Well, she's been on a lot of our trips. I hope they had a good time. I'm sure they did have a good time.
Oh,
Holland,
yeah.
Holland, huh?
I'm sure they had.
Was that a river cruise or just Holland?
It was a river cruise.
Oh, so jealous. Hey, that's going
to
do it.
Remind me to talk to you about that after the show.
Okay.
Yeah.
Until next week, thank you so much for tuning in and supporting Garden America all these years. For the entire crew, I want to thank all the good folks at the network, Biz Talk Radio, for keeping us on the air, doing a great job. For the garden guys here, Tiger Palafox, John Bagnasco, I'm Brian Mayne. Have yourself a great rest of your week, and happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day
to everybody. Thank you, mothers, for what you do. And remember, get growing, America. Take care.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.